Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first installment of Signature Snaps for the 2013 season. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. As we've done in past years, we'll take a look week by week at the top five plays in various categories over the past season, and you can vote for your favorite. At the end, the top vote getter in each category will then be up for play of the year. We'll start with the top five running plays of 2013. Let's take a look. Play number one is James Starks' 32-yard touchdown run against Washington in week two. Starks took over in this game for Eddie Lacy, who left early with a concussion, and this touchdown finished off a blowout Packers victory. It also put Starks over 100 yards on the day. He finished with 20 carries for 132, which broke a long drought for the Packers. He became the first 100-yard rusher since the 2010 playoffs, when Starks did it himself against Philadelphia. This was also the first of three touchdown runs of 25-plus yards for Starks in 2013. Play number two is Jonathan Franklin's 51-yard run at Cincinnati in week three. Now, Lacy was still out, and Starks went down with an injury, so the rookie Franklin stepped in and had 13 carries for 103 yards. The longest was this 51-yard scamper midway through the third quarter that set up a touchdown as the Packers took a two-touchdown lead. Unfortunately, Franklin's better remembered for his late fourth-quarter fumble in this game that was returned for a touchdown, but nonetheless, the Packers found another option in the backfield against the Bengals.
On the left end, he's to the 20, 25, 30, left sidelines, he's to the...
Play number three is Randall Cobb's 67-yard run against Detroit in week five. Now, Lacy was back for this game, but the ground game was struggling, and Cobb came in for a change of pace. He took a pitch to the left, got around the corner, and went 67 yards down the sideline in the third quarter to set up a score and help power the Packers to a 22-9 victory.
40 outside the numbers, down the sidelines, to the five, to the pile.
If you're wondering where Eddie Lacy is in this countdown, he's right here at play number four, a 56-yard run against Chicago in week nine. Aaron Rodgers was out with a broken collarbone, and Lacy took over for the offense, rushing 22 times for 150 yards. This long one on the first play from scrimmage by the Packers in the second half took the ball down to the 1 yard line. Lacy took it in himself on the next play to tie the game at 17. His 150 yards were the second most in one game by a rookie in franchise history and the most by any Packers running back in a game since 2007.
Sidelines outside the numbers to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25.
Play number five, again it's Lacy, and again it's the first play of the second half. This one a 60-yard run at Dallas in week 15, which sparked the Packers' comeback from a 26-3 halftime deficit. A few plays after Lacy's long run, Matt Flynn hit Jordy Nelson for a touchdown pass, and the Packers were on their way back to a 37-36 victory. There you have it, your top five running plays. Be sure to vote for your favorite in the poll. Thanks for watching, everybody, and we'll see you next week on Signature Snaps with the top five passing plays of 2013.